You don't have to go to that special finance dealer to get approved. At Blue Water Chrysler, no matter what condition your credit is, they'll get you approved. Visit Moran Blue Water Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on 24th Avenue in Fort Gratiot or online at MoranBlueWaterCDJR.com.
Ride the wave to savings with us.
All right, on this Wednesday morning, there's a fine line between art and commerce, and I've always found that fascinating. Yes, there's commercials and product placement, and Orson Welles knew how to work that very well. Our next guest has written really the definitive book on the commercials of Orson Welles, and it's called Orson Welles Commercial Break by Robert Kroll. Bob, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Congratulations on the book, because this is a very, very well-researched book, isn't it?
Oh, thank you. It took 12 years to do it. Just like you said, no wine before it's time. I'm not racing that thing out. I wanted to make sure everything was as best as it could be.
This kind of starts from the viewpoint that a lot of people think Orson Welles was this great actor, director who peaked way too early in his career and was reduced at the end of his life to having to do wine and frozen vegetable commercials. And that's not really the case, is it?
No, it's not. And definitely... It was easy to peak early when you're on the cover of Time magazine when you're 23 years old playing Shakespeare.
Well, absolutely.
But, I always find it weird that there's this thing about selling out that, why is he having to do these commercials? Mm-hmm. Shouldn't he be able to do X, Y, and Z? It's like, well, where else is he going to get the money from? I don't know. I don't think he's really fit for working a retail job.
Right. And he was never felt that it was beneath him, did he?
No. He might not have absolutely enjoyed it all the time, but he was always so jovial on the set. There's so many for every frozen peas, there's 10 stories about him doing magic on the set for somebody or saying, let's go to my favorite restaurant.
The frozen peas commercial, that is widely circulated, just type it into YouTube, Orson Welles Frozen Peas. But tell a little bit more of that story.
So the frozen peas story is that in the early to mid-70s, he was being chased down by Finest Foods to do a variety of commercials for them in England. What was happening, though, is that he was giving them a hard time to find them or find him. Uh-huh. So he would say, oh, I'm here one day. And like, oh, no, you missed me. I'm out of there. So they finally eventually tracked him down. The copy for the ads were quite rough, but whoever had it hit record for all of those outtakes, and now they're widely circulated. And I'm not going to act like they're not funny.
For
they
sure.
Are.
They really are. Oh, he's such a perfectionist.
Oh, right. But he's absolutely trying his best, and they're not giving great direction. But the funny thing eventually is that the tapes were so widely circulated, a bunch of people that I spoke to for the book actually would have the tape and say, this is what we might have to deal with when he comes around tomorrow. And then it turned out that wasn't even the case.
Where did you come up with the idea for this book in the first place?
There was a call for papers for a symposium for Welles, but for what would have been his 100th birthday in 2015. So they had the call in 2014. I wanted to be a part of it at mm-hmm. Indiana University, but how am I going to do it? I'm not writing about Citizen Kane. That's been enough. And I just was brainstorming, like, well, why not the commercials? That was just the stray idea. Mm-hmm. But then I started developing it, like, oh, there might be something here for a 20-minute presentation. And then it kept going that, I might have to write this into a book.
Mm-hmm. And did you have any idea when you started down that path how long it was going to take you to research it?
Not even close. I was telling people in 2016, you'll see this in 2018. If I'd only known.
Why did it take so long?
Commercials don't have end credits on them. And trying to track down a lot of these people, it was once in a while just going to Google, see if somebody's posted about it recently, and then track them down. Or go to YouTube, maybe somebody posted a commercial and I can track it down. I didn't track down somebody until during the pandemic when they decided, it was a guy in Australia, Guy Ferner, who decided to upload one of his commercials that he did to YouTube. And I think I found it when it had about 25 views. So then I got in touch with him to do that. And then there's the fact that this isn't covered in books, maybe in passing a little bit. So it's a matter of where can I go to an archive to find this?
Right.
Is any of this stuff available? There's boxes of stuff about Citizen Kane or the War of the Worlds, but maybe a folder or two about a wine commercial.
So, I mean, obviously you did some of this online, but you probably had to travel rather extensively, didn't you?
I went to Los Angeles. I went to Austin, Texas. I went to visit someone in Central Park so he could play me some outtakes that nobody's ever actually heard before.
Oh, wow.
I'm the first person to have heard the sessions in full since they happened.
So I would imagine within circles of Wells experts, you've kind of found a place there, haven't you?
I'm hoping. I'm going to try and be humble about that. There's nobody else that's done anything like this. I know there's somebody in England that is working on a similar project, but I'm still the old newsman. I wanted to scoop them.
So what do you want the takeaway to be? What do you want people to know about Orson Welles after they've read this book?
There's more than just the frozen peas outtakes or the champagne outtakes that are online where it looks like he's drunk and having a very hard time doing his lines. Like there's so much more to it than you can get out of a 1 minute clip. And if you look at anybody on their worst minute or two of their life and then apply that broadly to everything else, of course someone's going to look bad. But like, again, for every one of those, there's a story about like him messing around on the set or shaking his fist because he thought a plane was interrupting a wine commercial.
All these projects too were to fund other projects. Like he wasn't just doing it to pay the rent. He was a constant creative his entire life, wasn't he?
Yeah, there were a lot of the times in the 80s. Yeah, it was to like, all right, I got a house to pay for. It's something we can all sympathize with. But there's also, I'm going to take this money and I'm going to make a short about an Isaac Dinesen story. And I can use that film to maybe see if I can get major funding elsewhere. Or I can pay this actor's fee if I do this commercial. So that, I thought that was very brave of him to be able to do that. So he could put himself out there, get the money. He doesn't have to worry about a major studio doing that. He can find the money on his own.
Where did your interest in Orson Welles come from originally?
That comes from my dad. That almost 4 years since he passed away. This book was a big tribute to him, and I can even directly tie that becoming a book to him. He showed me The Third Man in 2002 when I was very obsessed with seeing the movie Insomnia, Chris Nolan's movie at the time, and he wanted to watch The Third Man, and he equated that, like, Bob, your excitement about Insomnia was the way I felt about The Third Man, and he was right. 100% right. So that was me wanting to, that all came from my dad. And I know that also came from my grandpa, who apparently never told anybody what he did during the War of the Worlds broadcast, how he acted during that.
That was when the world really first learned of Orson Welles.
Oh, yeah. It? Yeah. And even then, part of the book is the fact that he didn't have commercials during the War of the Worlds broadcast. He wasn't sponsored at the time, so he could just run through while everybody else was running commercials and take advantage of that.
Very interesting. Orson Welles Commercial Break by Robert Kroll. Congratulations. Where can people get their hands on this?
Yeah, you can go through Amazon to find it right now. That's the quickest way, probably. Bear Manor Media, the publisher, is selling it on their website. You can only get it physical there. And also, I don't think it's too early to say it right now. December 3rd, I'll actually be at the main branch of the St. Clair County Library.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. Great. We'll be showing some video clips. I might play some interview audios of people doing their best impressions of him over the years when I've been doing my interviews. Yeah, it's going to be a good time.
Fantastic. Well, congratulations on the book. I know you worked a long, hard time on this.
Thank you. Yeah, it was worth every second. I loved it.
Fun stuff. A great book. Orson Welles, Commercial Break by Robert Kroll. Let's check weather real quick here at WPHM.